We're on the long line today with the Honorable Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas from Oklahoma's 3rd Congressional District. And Mr. Chairman, yesterday you were chairing a full committee hearing that featured the Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, appearing before your committee talking about this pilot program that was a part of the 2014 farm law regarding food stamps and work requirements. Your thoughts about Mr. Vilsack appearing before the committee and the direction of what's been done thus far by the by USDA in trying to accomplish this this pilot program?
Well, first, I think the fact that he personally came to testify in front of the committee, was the only witness representing the department discussing the implementation, was a pretty strong statement that he understands the priority with which the House Agriculture Committee places upon this. And remember, this is the requirement that says in 10 states, the USDA should give them the option, and we provided $200 million in resources on an individual basis to create a program to require able-bodied adults without dependents to be required to work for their food stamps. Adult, able-bodied, without dependents to work for their food stamps. This could very well be the laboratory that establishes the way in which we handle food stamps, the nutrition programs in years to come. The goal of the reason for picking 10 states and making it voluntary is to pick to have states that represent hopefully most regions of the country, a whole lot of different demographic perspectives, but give them the freedom to design in their particular state what works, what will enable, once again, able-bodied adults without dependent children to earn their food stamps, so to speak. And from that set of 10 laboratories, we may well come up with ideas or standards or proposals that then would apply to the rest of the country. So it's a very important piece of the reform package on the nutrition side. And our listeners know we did away with direct payments. We moved a major focus to insurance. We defended and reinforced the crop insurance resources. We protected conservation. But also the reforms were included in the nutrition programs too. So very important hearing, a major statement by the secretary. We'll see as his deadlines. He stated in front of the group, the committee, that he was in the process of calling governors personally, soliciting participation by governors in the program.
So you felt pretty good that that he has taken a very personal interest in this.
Yes, I felt very good that the secretary himself was in front of the committee demonstrating his personal interest, knowledge, and involvement in the process. I was also pleased that he was calling governors to solicit input on this program. But ultimately, as the program evolves, and there were many questions both from my more conservative colleagues on the committee and my more liberal colleagues on the committee about how it would be implemented, the standards that would be used, clearly all that will evolve. But the goal of the Farm Bill was to give states as much flexibility as possible so that they could come up with programs that would meet that standard, requiring able-bodied adults without dependents to work for their food stamps.
You mentioned obviously that this is perhaps the, we'll find a model out there somewhere that we could go forward with over the next few years. Clearly, it's hard to say at this point, but food stamps is going to be one of those issues within this farm bill that we're going to see revisited more than once, I would think.
Absolutely, Ron. With the amount of money that's involved in the social nutrition programs and the long-term impact, if you get it right, you help people temporarily who have real challenges overcome those and return to the workforce. If you get it wrong, then you wind up, as some people have complained about the old programs before our reforms, addicting people to this federal assistance and preventing them from ever getting off. So we're trying to avoid that. The key, though, is voluntary. So that means when a governor, when a legislature, when the head of the DHS or Welfare Department or Human Services, whatever the title may be in the various states, when they want to have the opportunity to be innovative and creative, and this pilot program will give them a chance to do that, they will work hard to come up with things that can be accomplished. I had a number of my colleagues who argued, let's just come up with a standard and let's force it on everybody. My perspective was, we want this to succeed. Let state governments, where the leadership will want to make this work, do it. Don't force it on the states that don't want it, but let the ones who want to be a part of it, who work to make it succeed, work. And in those state-level laboratories, in effect, they'll come up with the role models, the patterns, the system, the, the way of doing it that then we can ask the rest of the country, and I use ask in a very polite way, ask the rest of the country to be a part of.
Chairman, I know that the secretary was asked by a couple of your members regarding some issues beyond food stamps. Where are we from what you heard from him regarding Farm Bill implementation?
He had questions on the dais from one of my colleagues about one of the most important issues in the Southwest, and that is the implementation of the APH, the production history question. He once again defended that he didn't have the resources, didn't have the time to get it done. But it clearly is on my mind and the minds of many members around the country. So we are continuing to encourage the secretary to redouble his efforts to fully implement all of the Farm Bill stuff. But by and large, I think considering the magnitude of the changes from the old Farm Bill to the new reforms, they're probably, in a general way, doing the best they can.
Now, on APH, I mean, clearly, you know, the language of the 2014 law was pretty specific that producers had the right to calculate it that way. You know, how does that just, you know, jive with what USDA is saying then?
Secretary is simply saying that with all the other things he has to do, he has to prioritize the use of his resources, and that becomes an item down towards the other end of the priority list. I've had various personal conversations with him. I know various members in the hearings have interrogated him about it as well as I have to try and urge him to either reprioritize or redouble his efforts to get it all done. But I will tell you, when we went through this Farm Bill process, I made it a point, as we went through all of the policy issues, of having senior staff from the House Ag Committee, senior staff from the Senate Ag Committee, and senior staff from USDA in the room, so that we all understood exactly what we were working on, all understood what would be required to accomplishment, all understood what resources were set aside. At the time of the passage of the Farm Bill, I thought we all had agreed that the resources were there. Now, the bill's been signed into law. The implementation process is underway, and the secretary says it's a challenge that they cannot meet right now. I'm not questioning them. I'm just saying I thought we had made provisions to do everything, and I hope we do everything in a timely fashion.
You know, you alluded to the fact that we're pretty well done as of today, in fact, but until Election Day on the House of Representatives side of Congress. Anything in your mind that you'd like to still see done in the committee that could spill over into the lame duck, or you know, is most of the work of the committee pretty well taken care of for this legislative season?
Most of the major issues within the committee are taken care of. We'll be back, I expect, 2 weeks in November after the election. We'll be here 2 weeks in December. If we need oversight hearings to help encourage the department along, we will do those. As far as new agenda items, this very morning we opened with a hearing dealing with the concepts of soil health, that very basic conservation agronomy perspective. I would hope in the coming session of Congress that there's a greater focus on that, because it works in with the more traditional conservation themes, but the viability of and the health of our soil, which every farmer knows, he or she knows, that is their livelihood, is that soil out there in the field, some of those kind of things. But as such, Ron, the remainder of the year, the time we'll be back here, will be focused on encouraging the department to implement in the way the bill was written and intended, the 2014 Farm Bill.
Regarding the agriculture appropriations for this new fiscal year that will start real quickly, is it going to be just folded in with everything else at this point?
Well, remember at this moment, the CR, the continuing resolution that was passed today in yesterday in the House, and I believe today in the Senate, funds the federal government at basically existing levels through December 11. So when we come back from the elections, the appropriators will have to finish the appropriations process to run from then until the end of September of 2015. I don't know what all the appropriations committee, full and subs, will have time to do between Election Day and the 11th of December, but I would anticipate they'll make some changes and refinements. I just don't know yet to what magnitude those will be. And you know, there are a variety of issues out there from cool on down that are historically very lively discussion points in the agri-props process. But ultimately, the agri-props language in December will be incorporated, I think, as a part of either one or several other bigger pieces. Don't be surprised if it's not an omnibus appropriation bill at the end in December.
I know that you were one of course, the majority of the House that voted in favor of EPA backing off of WOTUS for a period of time. Any thoughts as far as, you know, conversations maybe you've had, this type of thing, that do you think EPA may take that kind of warning shot from the House seriously?
All I can do, Ron, is hope. We took the very correct position of saying back off to the Environmental Protection Agency. Now, will the Senate address our bill in the 4 weeks that are remaining? The odds are not too great, but at the present trend, headed in the present direction, I would tell you that right now it would appear there will be a change in control in the United States Senate. And in that new environment come January, whether we could ever get the president to sign a specific piece of legislation prohibiting the EPA from moving ahead with the Waters of the USA rule, I can assure you we'll have control of the appropriations process, and we will have an opportunity to affect their budget if they try to implement such a rule.
One other area, as far as, you know, kind of maybe sitting back and looking at this body of work that we call the 2014 Farm Law, we both know that there's going to be challenges to it. Food stamps will be one in this new Congress, very possibly. We've heard that already called out. There's no doubt that we're going to see further challenges to how we do a farm safety net and especially crop insurance. Are we going to be able to ward off most of these challenges, you think, in 2015, 2016?
I'm an eternal optimist, Ron. I believe we'll be able to defend our work. But I would note to all my friends, whether it's on the commodity side, the last true pot of money out there, the funding for crop insurance, which really becomes the actual day-to-day functioning safety net, that will be the target of our friends on both the left and the right. They'll come after us there. We'll have to defend that. My conservative friends will go after the funds that go into the nutrition program. So there'll be struggles on both sides. But we have a bill that is dramatically changed from the old 2008 Farm Bill. We have a safety net that will work. We need some market conditions and some weather conditions to kind of even out to help us in this transition process. But I think we have a good, clean, understandable document to defend in the future. Because remember, of the last 4 years, the only major comprehensive bill that has gone through the regular order, that is subcommittee, full committee, conference, across the floor, been signed into law by the president, actually saves money, $23 billion or so dollars. The only bill is the Farm Bill. That is in itself nothing short of a miracle. When no one else could get anything done, the Ag Committee in the House and Senate got its work done and achieved major reform in all areas. I'd like to think all that effort, all that educational process, all the strain and struggle we went through for 2.5 years in crafting that legislation, I'd like to think that will give us credit with our colleagues in the House and the Senate when it comes time to defend this product.
Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.